know me, my name's Katie Holker. I'm the superintendent here, and happy that so many of you showed up today in support of our students in every way possible. That means to each and every one of you. So just know that that's appreciated. On behalf of the board here, I know we received who knows how many emails from all sides of this issue, and most really came from the heart that we're trying to do what's best for students. So I hoped to begin here with an informational presentation given the public health guidance that's been given to me as the superintendent of this district and what that would be looking like here in our schools to start the school year. Some examples of the layered strategies we have in place in our district. We will be directing all students and staff to screen for symptoms prior to coming to school and to stay home if sick. Daily cleaning on campuses, masks worn indoors and on school district transportation. We'll be utilizing outdoor areas as much as feasible, which we have a great deal of, lucky for us in Bishop. We'll be encouraging vaccinations for eligible individuals who choose to do so, providing hand sanitizer, using our air purifiers. We're continuing to upgrade our ventilation systems at all sites. We'll have in-house COVID rapid testing for any school-based close contacts, which is provided for free thanks to our proactive partnership with public health earlier last spring. Providing independent study for any quarantined students and continuing our coordination with public health for close contact tracing. So per the public health guidance and our local office, and in consult with our legal counsel, school districts cannot decide if they enforce the mask policy, but how. The CDPH has removed physical distancing requirements. So many of you may remember the 3 to 6 foot guidelines that we were enforcing all throughout last year. So those all go away next year. Outdoors, face coverings are entirely optional and will not be mandated, so no enforcement is needed in an outdoor setting. Indoors, TK through 12th grade students would be required to wear face coverings, including staff if in the presence of any students. The enforcement of wearing face coverings by students and staff is a local school district responsibility. Face coverings would also be required in any district transport, so school buses or district vans. In terms of the enforcement of a protocol, students would be provided with opportunities to be outside of their classrooms to remove their masks throughout the day. Students without masks will be provided with a mask to wear indoors. And anyone experiencing any discomfort would be required or given a break and then an opportunity to use a face shield rather than a mask if that's more comfortable. To the extent possible, physical distancing will be maximized while unmasked during eating and drinking. So breakfast and lunch, which is free for all students next year. Outdoor spaces will be utilized to the degree we can. And students will not be required to wear a face covering outdoors, so that includes recess and PE. When indoors, students without a face covering would be requested to put one on. And if a student declined to wear a mask, a face shield would be given as an option. Students could work outside independently while the administration could contact a parent or guardian on next steps. For the mask mandate, we would have to ask a student to go home if they were not wearing a mask indoors. So an independent study option would be provided for that student. The modified quarantine procedures are really important to take note of. The universal masking in schools will allow us to stay open. We would no longer need to cohort quarantine, which means that if there were a close contact in a classroom setting, we would no longer have to ask that entire classroom to stay home and quarantine for 7 to 10 days. So what would that look like? If we had a universal masking policy and there was a student or adult in the classroom who had tested positive for COVID, if any student or staff in that classroom was a close contact but asymptomatic, they could continue to remain at school. They would continue to appropriately mask, and we would offer twice a week in-house rapid COVID testing to continue to stay in school. Families would have the option to have their students stay home on an independent study contract if they did not want to participate in the twice weekly rapid COVID testing. So that would be a parent choice.